Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? So many things to talk about. You know, we could spend a lifetime studying business, but we can't just study it. We've got to put it in action. We have to do it. So here are a few business tips for CEOs, presidents, and business owners, things that you need to know, things that you can use. First of all, you can't know everything. I remember many years ago when my mentor said to me, Howard, you're trying to do everything and know everything, and you can't. What you need to know is you need to know where to get the information. You need to surround yourself with people who are going to be helpful that have the information. You can't know everything. Next, always improve your product or service. Don't just stand by and just say, I'm doing fine, nothing's going to change, nothing's going to take business away from me. You need to absolutely improve everything because the competition is just breathing down your neck. They want your business. Next, know who you're doing business with. If you get a new potential client and they're so eager to do business with you and they say, you know what, just ship me your product, give me your service, and there is no pushback, there's no conversation, you have to say to yourself, what's going on here? You might want to just check their credit references and make sure that they're paying their bills. Do they just want to grab onto you because they owe their other supplier money and they aren't paying them, and are they going to pay you? So know who you're doing business with. Know what your costs are. I can't tell you how many business people I talk to when I say to them, what does it cost you to operate your business? I don't know. What does it cost when you sold that product or ran that job? I don't know. Well, how in the world can you expect to make a profit if you don't know what things cost? It's really, really important to know exactly what things cost, not just to do quarterly financial statements, which are important, but also close jobs out. Look at, pull jobs at random, pull sales at random. What did it cost? What did it cost for sales? What did it cost for shipping? What did it cost for administration? What did it cost? What is the profit margin? And of course, there's a difference between a gross profit margin and a net profit margin. And I know that you know that. Next, well, don't sign any contracts until you talk to your attorney. Send it over to the attorney. Have him read it. Unless it's a contract that you're using consistently all the time that doesn't change, it takes no time whatsoever. It costs a few hundred dollars to have the attorney read it, and it might cost you $50,000 if you don't have the attorney read it. Use those professionals to back you up, to help you do good business, to make sure that you're going in the right direction, that what it says on that piece of paper is actually what you can deliver and what's going on. And finally, for the day, take care of your employees. If you don't take care of your employees, if you don't make them feel like you value them, if you don't participate with them, if you don't share the profits with them, you're going to be turning people over, and that's going to be very costly. Your employees are the key to your success. There are many keys to your success, but your coworkers, your employees, are your key to success. And let me just throw a little more in here while I'm on a roll. Potential. People will talk about potential. Well, we potentially can do business with them. That's all nice conversation, but unless you have the agreement in hand, unless you have the commitment that you're going to do business, you've got nothing. Don't hold on to potential. Go and create the next sale. Go and do the next prospect. We want this to come through. We believe it's going to come through, but we can't sit back and we can't wait to see if it's going to happen. We have to make sure that we're backing ourselves up. And finally, for the day, do you have a social media policy? Most companies don't. Social media is really big today, really important. You know, most people are not aware that if you don't have a social media policy, if you're not telling your employees what's proper, they could put something out there that could create a real problem for you. So make sure we have a social media problem. Social media policy. Sorry that I stuttered on that one. Always be thinking, always be making it happen. There are so many things to talk about, and that's why next week we'll be talking business again. This is Howard LeWinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.